A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the instant match reaction. Liverpool just beat Everton Football Club by 1-0. Christopher Pajak.
Hi, mate.
Hi. We're still outside Anfield.
Decent Sunday so far.
I've had an amazing weekend, if I'm perfectly honest. And I didn't feel like this game was going to be like the icing on the cake or the cherry on top or whatever. It felt like it was going to be a bit of a shit sandwich. And as it transpires, no, I've just been able to celebrate the people who I think the people who were at Olympiacos here, and I wasn't fortunate enough to be amongst them. I can't see how Olympiacos was much more than that in terms of celebration. I've been here for Dortmund, the City, some massive games, some massive goals. I've never seen celebrations like that.
It was absolutely mental. I mean, I lost control of my limbs, my mouth, my voice, which is standard actually whenever you point a camera at me.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a camera pointing at me this time, Paul. Yeah. And it just went on, and like I was about 10 seats away from where I was supposed to be. There was coats everywhere. People were shedding items of clothing. It was it was just loads of people going, yeah, for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing there other than just pure emotion.
So I've just managed to cut together the vlog to go on my YouTube channel, and there's literally youtube.com/MaceTV. There's literally an unedited 4.5 minute segment in there that goes from Divock Origi basically scoring until about 2 minutes after the full time whistle, because it was just
limbs.
Incredible, mate. And the game carried on, and there was a point where I looked up and they had a throw in or something, right at the end, and they were lobbing it into the box, and holy hell, I hadn't stopped to soak it all in, to take it all in, to realise, oh God, like this might all be for nothing if they stick this in. And we did what we largely have done, maybe not so largely in this game, but defended resolutely, stuck it out, and then so you got the double celebration of the goal and the full time whistle,
and then Klopp coming over, you could see the importance, and he's like that, and he's booming. That's what he's doing, and you can only see the arm, but he's going boom, boom, and you're like, yes, boom, why not?
And let's, there's 94 odd minutes of that game to talk about, and we'll do more in depth, I think, on the final word, obviously. So if you want that, please do go in there and subscribe to the redmentv.com for that. But the last 5 minutes is the game, and Divock Origi, I'll hold my hand up, and I've said it in a few different places, Chris. I thought, what are we doing here? It tells you everything you need to know about where we are. This is the game where we come unstuck. This is the game where not having found our fluidity and or our shooting boots is going to come back to haunt us, and this is the game where, it's going to be one where Everton come away with it, because they'd be absolutely made up with a draw there. They'll feel like it's a really positive result for them. And I thought, fucking hell, Divock Origi, why?
I agree, and I was thinking the same, but, it's been half an hour since the end of the game. It's probably been a little bit longer and stuff now, and I've been thinking on it. Who else are you going to bring on? Lallana?
No, no.
Are going to get you the goal?
Hey, listen, no.
And he wasn't on the bench anyway.
Yeah.
But
definitely not.
In the squad?
No.
Yeah, Milner, is he going to get you the goal? No, probably not, unless you get a penalty.
Yeah.
So, actually, Jurgen Klopp brought Daniel Sturridge on, and he brought Divock Origi on.
Yeah.
That, after last season where he didn't play his strongest side, is exactly what he needed to do for a lot of Liverpool fans, because he's gone there, Paul, and he's gone, we need to win this game.
I don't think
he realised the importance of this game and how important 3 points was. A draw is a loss for us, a draw is a win for them.
We say
he brings on the two strikers and they get the fucking goal.
We say that though, and fair play, because it's vindicated, like it would have been if Solanke come very close to scoring in the game last year, and everyone kind of forgets that, is it? He almost wins the game for us. we took Firmino and Salah off. It's not bringing Origi on. It's taking.
But they
your
were
best
dead
players.
On the feet.
No.
They were dead on the feet. Roberto Firmino gets that one through where he's running with the ball and he's ahead of their defender and he gets pulled back and he ends up shooting and it goes wide. He's dead on his feet.
Yeah.
Why is Divock Origi better than a 50%? Roberto Firmino.
Oh, well, the Jürgen, evidence of this.
Jürgen Klopp knows that this is a long season. He's going to need all of his squad.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Yeah. I was in exactly the same boat when he was coming on. I was thinking exactly the same thing. But this isn't short-termism all the time. He's got to think about getting these lads scoring goals because when the front three don't score, we need other people to score. Our midfield's not been getting enough goals this season. So you've got to get them from elsewhere.
But our backup strikers have been doing the business for
us.
Exactly.
Like, so Daniel Sturridge has been doing the business. I'm going to fall off this thing.
Yeah.
Daniel Sturridge has been doing the business and now Divock Origi gets a goal. That's perfect squad management.
No, you are spot on in that regard, and you know it's that thing of Divock Origi. I really like the story around it. I like the fact that it's the Merseyside derby. And I had it when he came on, and I was just thinking, this is made for Origi. You know, there's just a wonderful story in him basically having a season ended almost by Funes Mori in this game. In
almost
the
his Liverpool
season.
Career.
Yeah, well, and he's look, he said himself, fitness-wise, he struggled with fitness, he struggled with form, he's never been the same player. Because he's a centre-forward, and look, I like Dom Solanke, and he had a great time for the England, for the unders, didn't he, for England on the last international break. He's got that little back-heel chip or whatever. And Origi isn't, maybe he still might reclaim his Liverpool career, maybe he might go on to be a top forward. It's not really worth that. Not really worth talking about that here and now, but he is a centre forward and he nearly scores two goals in that game. You know, he gets it. It's somehow it's the bar, but that's because not quite. I think he was taking the piss. The toffees are all tucked up in bed right now.
Oh, mate.
But yeah, look, he's there, he's in that position, he's sniffing round trying to get a goal.
That's the thing that I loved about it, isn't it? Is the fact that all the Everton players switched off and trusted that Pickford would deal with the ball. But there was two of our lads. It wasn't just Divock Origi. There was another one. I forget who it was, actually. But there was two of our lads in their six-yard box. That's what strikers do.
Yeah.
Strikers get themselves into positions to score a goal.
Yeah.
You know, he touched on it. He's hit the bar already.
Yeah.
And then Pickford does what Pickford does. Pickford puts the ball onto the bar.
Can
he
I
might
say?
Save it from going out for a goal kick. Yeah. And then Divock Origi's there. And that Divock Origi chance, his chance, after it all died down of the celebrations, was probably the most passionate I think I can remember for a player chance.
Yeah.
And he will have been stood there when the game's over, and he'll have been stood there and you could see him looking up at the cop and thinking, I want more
of
this.
There's just a great progression, and again, it's just some of the clips that are in the vlog, and it's Origi coming on and there's like a half-hearted like Divock Origi, and it's a bit like laughing, a bit sneering, and almost like, you know, well, we want to support him, but
we don't have belief.
But yeah, he's got a chance, so he'll get a chance because he's coming on the pitch. But yeah, there was nothing in there that said, yeah, he'll be the man. And we saw it, you know, he came on against Belgrade, didn't he? And he looked lively, you know, and fair play, absolutely fair play to him. But I just two things. Jordan Pickford is shit. I think he's a really bad goalkeeper. And like, I mean, he's not. He's a good shot stopper. And I can see why people would think his distribution's good, because he's got a great, like, slice technique and largely used to slice the ball out of play or for a goal, for a corner in the first, like, 2 minutes of the match. His distribution was horrendous today. His decision-making was horrendous.
He's a good fit for them, though.
Here's Marty. Look, yeah, perfect. Long may he continue. Long may the reign of little arms continue. But no, that's the difference. I've seen them. You know, there's
can he come back from this? Because that's, you know, one of the biggest games in world football, and we've had a goalkeeper who's made similar mistakes. Do you think he'll ever come back?
Not in
from
our
that,
eyes, mate. We already take that. But they love him, and he's a very good goalkeeper.
They don't love him now.
He is a very good goalkeeper in general. But
tonight they hate him.
No, of course, and fair play. But you know, he's a good goalkeeper. But I think that compared to, like, they've had Stechlenberg, who literally the best thing he's done in an Everton shirt was come out and do two kicks at Pickford after half time and then had to walk the full length back. But no, I can see why they love him, because he's an upgrade on what they've had for a long time. But when you look at Alisson there today, Chris,
oh my God,
it was absolutely incredible. And I keep saying this, people say he doesn't make those David De Gea saves where he's at absolute full length and it's fingertips and it's onto the bar. But like the one that Gomez clears off the line, Alisson getting his body across, you know, that's a goal.
There's a header, I think, that he saves before that. You know what I mean?
It's point blank. It should. Yeah. It's a, and he the way he moves himself across the goal, that's a combination of just brilliance and steadfastness. You know, they shouldn't be allowed in the first place, of course, but that's the levels we're talking about.
I find it very difficult to analyse a goalkeeper having never played the position or whatever, but what I see from Alisson is him doing the right things.
Yeah.
And maybe it's as simple as that. You know, he doesn't overcommit himself. He just makes sure that he's there in a position to make a save.
Yeah.
And quite often he does. There was another one. Fucking shit myself then. Honestly, my soul might have just left my body. Fucking hell. Honestly, if you watch that back, I went like that. Like, absolute. I'm on 10 ducks here. But there's the other one where he saves it down to his right hand side. Is it Richarlison running through and he somehow wins a goal kick?
Yeah, but they're both at 0-0.
It might have been Bernard or something like that, that side of the pitch. And he's world class. And this is why you pay so much money for him, because when the game is on the line, and don't get me wrong, the game was on the line when he's making those saves, you know you've got confidence in him. And the centre halves, Joe Gomez, they're all like tapping each other on the shoulder and absolutely just loving.
We give you some money already.
And they're all just loving it, and they know that they've got confidence. They know that they've got a player behind them that can trust them, and that they can trust in. And he's absolutely superb. And he, you know what, mate? I didn't think one goalkeeper could make such a difference, even a world class goalkeeper, but we've been talking about it for so long, you know, it's the style of football, but there was never any evidence of that for me. It was hope more than anything else, and it's evidence now.
I think you can see them. They've constructed a bloody good side there, and that's the best Everton side I've seen at Anfield in 20 years, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, take your pick, do whatever you want.
20 years?
Or more, yeah,
coming up
exactly.
2019,
like,
lads. Well,
yeah, but no, but here's the thing, I think people forget this sometimes and we get a bit spoiled by these games.
Oh, sorry, if we get the home derby, you know, back end of the season, it could be 21 years.
Yeah.
Let's hope for an early Goodison derby next year.
When we were teenagers, early formative years of being football fans, were we really, really into it, like 11 to 14, 15 or whatever. Evan used to beat us all the time in derbies. It was horrendous.
Like and dogs of war.
Yeah, you know, and Andy Kinchelskis and Duncan Ferguson and all that. So, you know, I think there's probably a generation of Liverpool fans now, you know, because we have been so good against them that I think they take it a little bit for granted. I think you should see the celebrations on the cop and all around Anfield, I'm sure, tell you how much this game means. As much as we hate Man United. And look, I don't loathe Everton, because ultimately the Scousers, I don't like them as a collective fan base, because I think the fucking murderous stuff is abhorrent. Like, and don't get me wrong, Liverpool fans have sang some horrible shit to Evertonians down the years as well. So there's no sense in the tit for tat stuff. I don't like collective Evertonians when they get together. Like, but you know, but that game means so much. I love winning that game more than any other game of football, and I'm not sure I've always necessarily 100% felt that way.
Is there a better way to win a game of football?
No, there is no better way.
Is there a better way to beat Everton? Because you could hear the last 10, 12, 15 minutes them getting louder and louder, and the belief coming back, because they've got a good side and they've put us under pressure, and Alisson's had to make some saves, and the ball's whistled past the post, and it's taking that hope and crushing it and throwing it on the floor and just stamping it down and saying, this is fucking our house.
Look at the celebrations.
Thank you very much.
Look, Trent Alexander-Arnold, you know, just you can see what it means to him. That's the thing about having Scousers in the team and getting it right. You talked about it in the team news, in fact. Having a local lad in there. We've had this before. We've had bang average local lads become like titans in these kind of games. And I thought he was absolutely outstanding. And the fact that he plays a telling contribution, getting the ball into the box, you know, expertly for Virgil to.
It's all about Alisson.
Alisson
set that
boy up.
You know what I mean? When he starts breaking out and sprinting,
gives him a moving ball to
hit. No light on that.
Gives him a moving ball to hit, and but Trent Alexander-Arnold, and he's just celebrating in front of the cop, because it's like that's everything to him. Because look, Chris, 2 minutes before, they're throwing stuff at him, like in the far corner, their fans are throwing stuff at Trent, and the hail and abuse at him, and you can see him looking like that's a big moment for him, and because he'll get to go now, he'll get to put his nice picture out on Instagram of him celebrating
all
and all that
points.
And then he's probably got Evertonian mates, so you'll know that, and he'll be able to bask in it. And he's like all of us, isn't he? And look, loads of players to talk about, obviously. Joe Gomez, Andy Robertson. You know, we're talking about a bit of a stutter, I think, from Firmino and maybe Salah. I think I thought
Mina was brilliant.
Yeah,
on him.
I thought
throughout the game.
I thought he was good, but yeah, I think some of these stuff, I think, warrant a bit of a rewatch. So we will do that. We will watch the game back and we will be a bit more in depth and detail. But leave me your thoughts on the game. If you want things discussed in the Final Word Show, I always pull in a couple of comments from the comment section below this on YouTube. So please do drop your thoughts. Any topics for discussion, anything that you think we've not covered and we want to see in more depth and detail, or any further points on the stuff that we have discussed, please do in the comments. Go over to redmentv.com. I cannot stress this anymore. It is a magnificent service that we offer there, where it's just everything covered on Liverpool Football Club in depth and detail. We just have a laugh. We chew the fat. We sit back. We discuss the mighty Reds, this thing that we all love. It's great. And you can help be a part of that if you need more Liverpool content in your life, or if you love what we do on YouTube and you just want to help support it, then get over there. It's free for the first month, so you can go and try it out, see what it's all about, get a feel for it. There's interviews with Jürgen Klopp, there's interviews with Bruce Grobbelaar, Lucas Leiva, there's loads of amazing of that kind of stuff, but a lot of large, it's just Liverpool fans loving the football club, loving talking about the mighty Reds. Hello, son, you okay?
Hello, my friend.
Yeah.
What are you talking about tonight?
Talking about the redmentv.com, it's good, isn't it? Perfect, you know, thanks very much. But yeah, subscribe to that.
Only one thing.
Go on.
You know Reds, it's from the heart.
Yeah.
It's from here, man.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I mean, not so good on the podcast, but he's touching his heart.
Yes, I love
thank you. Thank you. But yeah, listen, get over there. He's ruined me big out, so brilliant. Thanks very much. Yeah, subscribe to redmentv.com ultimately. It's £5 a month after your 3 month, and it's as good as that. Ta-da.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.